Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Thank you.
from the very veteran and brilliant New York City jazz pianist and composer Frank Kimbrough, with the tune Questions the Answer off his 2016 CD Solstice. We begin a brand new hour of Neon Jazz, and we'll look into the music that has made the jazz world spin with a bit more fervor in 2016. A roundup of some of the finest tunes over the last year. Frank grew up in Roxboro, North Carolina, in a musical family and has been playing piano since before he can remember. His foundation in classical music studies grounded him in a strong technique and profoundly influenced his open musical tastes. After leaving college, he formed his first trio and set out in pursuit of the real-world musical opportunities. First, it was in Chapel Hill, then he moved on to Washington, D.C. In Washington, he met Shirley Horn. She became an enthusiastic supporter and mentor for him. For the past 35 years, he has been active on the New York City jazz scene, and he loves it. With his latest CD, Solstice, he glowed about the album. During a recent interview with Neon Jazz, he talked about it at length.
You know, one's records are sort of like one's children. You know, you don't necessarily pick a favorite because they're all yours, and you know, you made them all. But I think that this might be the record of all the records I've made. Perhaps this is the one that I'm most pleased with.
Over the years, he's played with many notables like Lee Konitz, Paul Bley, Joe Locke, Dewey Redman, Tony Moreno, Maria Schneider, and the list goes on. And he's been all over the world, to Japan, Brazil, Germany, Austria, the Netherlands, Italy, France, the UK, and that list also goes on. And as if the recordings and the studio work were not enough, he teaches at the Juilliard School, grooming the next generation of jazz cats to appreciate and push America's greatest invention further and further into innovative, improved territories. And in Frank's words, it's all about the music at the end of that proverbial day.
We usually are not aware of it, but we have the power to actually change people's lives. You know, it's not about fame, and it's not about ego, and it's not about any of that stuff. It's really about the power of communication.
Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town with legends and startups on the keys, spanning the personalities of Count Basie back in the day to Joe Cartwright today, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, ready to give you the best in jazz over the year of 2016, kids. Off a brand new collection of tracks from the biggest name to ever come out of the jazz world, and it happened to be from KC. Here's Charlie Bird Parker on a collection of 58 previously unknown takes called Unheard Bird. And this one is a rare one. It's called Passport. Tune Y. Ha ha ha!
Negro. You're listening to Me on Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was the busy guitarist, composer, and jazz cat Nels Klein with the song Beautiful Love off his 2016 CD, simply called Lovers. So Nels has been the guitarist for the Chicago band Wilco since 2004, but he first came into the musical consciousness of the world back in the 80s, playing jazz with his twin brother and drummer, Alex Klein. Ever since then, he has worked with a wide range of musicians in punk and alternative rock, and most notably Mike Wadd and Thurston Moore. He also leads his own groups, the Nels Klein Singers and the Nels Klein Trio. On the guitar, he is known for using an effects pedal and looping devices defining his distinctive sound. In the jazz world specifically, he's played with some big shots, like the likes of Charlie Hayden, Wadada Leo Smith, Tim Byrne, Vinnie Goglia, Julius Hemphill, and so many others. From a cat made to perform live and captured in his pure richness doing it. Here's a friend of the show and the very great Fred Hirsch with the tune The Optimum Thing off the 2016 CD Sunday Night at the Vanguard, next on this very live hour of Neon Jazz, baby.
is pianist Fred Hirsch, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Amino.
Thank you.
That was the Serbian-born jazz guitarist Rale Micic with the song Jano off his acclaimed 2016 CD called Night Music. And it certainly is that. This cat is always bounding between his Serbian musical roots and his extensive knowledge of jazz. After only 3 albums, he's created a cult-like following among his music fans with his mix of jazz and haunting melodies from the Balkans. He's been in New York for 16-plus years after coming over to the States to attend the Berklee College of Music in Boston. And he's gotten some great real stage instruction from the likes of Tom Harrell, Don Friedman, Eric Alexander, the Marsalis Brothers, and so many others. From a cat with plenty of gusto and integrity, here's pianist Oren Evans with the tune simply called Calls off his 2016 CD called Hashtag Knowing is Half the Battle. Next on this very knowing hour of Neon Jazz. Thank you.
Aaron Evans, and I love listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Check it out.
I'm going to Kansas City. Kansas City, here I come. I'm going to Kansas City. Kansas City, here I come. They got a crazy way of singing there, and I'm gonna get me some. I'm going to stand on the corner of 12th Street and Vine. I'm going to stand on the corner of 12th Street and Vine with my Kansas City baby and a bottle of Kansas City wine. Take a plane, take a train. If I have to walk, you know I'll make it just the same. I'm going to Kansas City. Kansas City, here I come. They got a crazy way of scatting there, and I'm gonna get me some. Yeah. So bo bo ba dee do ba dee do ba doo ba dee do ba doo dee dee da 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 ba doo dee da do do.
That was the combination of a powerful KC voice, Miss Deborah Brown, and the great Poland saxophonist Sylwester Ostrowski with a collaboration they did and released in 2016 on a CD that's called Kansas City, Here I Come, and that tune was simply called Kansas City. Deborah has been prolific in going overseas to give European audiences her amazing voice and talent and teamed up with other folks in the jazz world, and that's made everything so much richer for her. It's a tradition, and it's great, and this is a CD worth getting your hands on. On her first release from OK Records, this is a veteran of the jazz world, singer, trumpeter, and songwriter Bria Schoenberg with the 2016 track called Curious Game off a self-titled CD. Next on this curiously pulsing hour of Neon Jazz.
Thank you. lures you with temptation from the path you know. Within the tension comes a feeling of bliss that you'd loathe to miss should you follow the bait. You resist, but down the line it waits. No one to blame, all of us play this curious game. Isn't it lovely feeling desire, staring into the fire, watching the kindling dance? Your eyes are hypnotized, you feel the heat close enough to sting, close enough to burn. But for all of the danger, you return. No one to blame, all of us play this curious game. All our beguiling behavior, keeping love in limbo, can only last so long. Sooner or later, it's your turn to play. What's your move? Place your wager right or wrong regarding matters of the heart. All bets are on. No one to blame. All of us play this curious game.
Hi, this is Bria Skomberg. I'm a trumpet player and vocalist from New York City, and I'm so excited to be meeting my friend Joe Domino here with Neon Jazz. Enjoy.
Thank you.
That was the great UK pianist and composer Elliot Galvin, joined by his trio with the tune Lions off his 2016 CD called Punch. So he is a cat that is rising in the jazz world as he uses his maverick imagination and magpie-like ability to blend a disparate world of influences into his own unique musical vision. His music has been called both playful and deadly serious, drawing on a wide range of influences from Keith Jarrett to Stravinsky, Deerhoof, and the Beatles, as well as the films of David Lynch and the Dada movement and the literature of James Joyce. Take all of that, you can put it in your pipe, and smoke it. From another bona fide veteran of the jazz world in the studio, on stage, and from the classroom, this is veteran jazz cat Jerry Bergonzi with the tune Come Rain of Come Shine off his 2016 CD called Second Impression, and he always left a very good first one on another must collection that you should have in your CD arsenal. Next on this very collectible hour of Jazz Kids. Thank you. Again, that was the great Jerry Bergonzi with Come Rain of Come Shine off his 2016 CD called Spotlight on the Standards. And speaking of, there were so many stars on this look back on the year in jazz 2016. And I have to tell you, from all the interviews I conduct with Neon Jazz, I ask all these cats how healthy the jazz organism is in 2016. And there is a resounding answer of very strong. And I think this last hour exemplifies their sentiments very accurately. And our final foray into the stars is going to come from the over-the-edge talented jazz cat who started out on the piano and switched to the sax, Mr. Eric Alexander, with the song So Many Stars off his CD called Second Impression. And with that, thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and another star in the musical horizon of Broadcast Cool, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Jazz.
That's right. Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on. We always dig it. You can reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Thank you.
Neon Jazz.